Welcome to Storyline, where everyday people throughout our community talk about the experiences that shape their lives. This week on Storyline, on location at the Mostlandia Junior Ambassador Ice Cream Social, held at Eightfold Farm, we catch up with Storyline associate Gail Fisher. Gail shares the story of how she met her husband John in Danville, Pennsylvania in 1960 at the local ice cream shop.
When I was in high school, I worked at the town, the local Tasty Freeze. Now, the Tasty Freeze was run by a man by the name of Turk Miller. And people would get in their cars and they would drive up and down the main street, and everyone would always land at the Tasty Freeze. It was the hangout place for all the kids. And the man who owned it, as I said, he had a son who was a year older than me, who kind of took me under his wing and would give me love advice on all the boys I had a crush on and things like that. Now, it just so happened that the man, Turk Miller, who owned the Tasty Freeze, he grew up in this small town. And he had a very good friend, probably his best friend, who also grew up in that town, but had moved away to become successful in the big city. And he was coming back in retirement. And so when he came back, and he would hang out with his old friend down at the Tasty Freeze, and he kept telling me about his son, who at that point had graduated from college, was getting ready to go to law school. And of course, he was, in many ways, the big city slicker moved to town. Well, the first time I ever saw John Fisher, he came up to the window with the town harlot, let me say, the girl with the fast reputation, on his arm and asked for a dime vanilla. So shortly after that, I saw him again at a party, and people were having lots to drink and carrying on like young people do. And he looked at me and he said, "Let me take you away from all this," and took me home that night, and we started dating. But I told that story so many times about the dime vanilla and this girl who was like beautiful and had this unbelievable figure and had this fast reputation. And I'm like, oh my gosh, no. And of course, when we started dating, this group of adults who had come to like me, I guess, and feel protective toward me and so on, had lots of words of advice for John. "Now, you better be nice to that Henry girl. You better not do anything bad to that Henry girl." So that was the start of our courtship that lasted 4 years, and then we married, and that was, my gosh, we got married in 1964, so how many years has that been? Many. 47 years, and it's still a pretty nice romance, so that's my story.
Come celebrate with the Echo Network at Echo on the Farm, October 22nd at the Children's Home. Find out more at storylineproject.org and echonetwork.org. Storyline is made possible by the generosity of Salem Town, a continuing care retirement community where every life shines and stories are celebrated. Storyline, make the connection.